Amen. Say hello to somebody this morning. Welcome them into church today. You may be seated this morning. Golly, it is so good to see you here with us. So welcome to Serve Day 2025. For those that maybe have never been a part of a Serve Day before or wondering, hey, what is going on today? What is unique about today? So back in 2023, whenever we planted, we had a real heartbeat that we would create spaces where people could encounter Jesus, create spaces where we could grow together. But we've seen over and over and over again that Jesus served and that the early church served. And really at the core of who we are, we believe that we are called to serve. And so once a year, we will gather like we normally do, but we send each other out. We send our families out to go and serve and go into love in our community. So that is what today will be. We're going to have just a short time in God's Word, and then we're going to be sending you out to go and serve and to love others today. So come on. If you are excited for Serve Day 2025, kids, let me hear you. Where are the kids at today? After today, you're going to love like our elementary and our preschool workers and nursery workers even more as well. But listen, kids, we are so happy that you are here today with us as well. Now, just a raise of hand, if you were to be completely honest, how many today are like, listen, if I took my shoes off, it may smell a little bit bad. Kids, any kids in here with stinky feet? Maybe. Let's keep shoes on for just a little bit. Maybe. Let's do that. But I want to tell you all just of a story today that will absolutely blow your mind. And it's a story that's actually very, very gross, but also beautiful at the same time. You see, we tell stories about who Jesus is and what he has done. And Jesus did something the last night that he was on earth that both shocked and awed, shocked and awed his disciples, was a move that really began to just exemplify who he is and what his mission is all about. You see, they were dining at the last, so you could almost have this picture of the Last Supper. They were being sitting around, you know, almost like the Chosen had this beautiful picture of what it looks like, but sitting around having dinner, but there was something that was not done. There was something that was not done that should have been done, but it wasn't. And you see Jesus, he does something crazy. Jesus takes his seat from, or takes his place, except from the head of the table, moves, goes over to the corner of a room, and he picks up, or he says it takes off his outer garments, and he does something. He picks up a bucket full of water. Can all the kids see it? Yeah. A bucket full of water. Now you may need to stand up for the next part. And he puts it down on the floor. And he also takes with him a towel. And he says that he wraps it around his waist. Now, I just brought a small towel. And you should tell it's a towel. It won't quite work. But he wrapped it around his waist. And he said that one by one, he did something that was so disgusting, so gross, and something that he really, in that time, he should not have done, is that he begins to go one by one to the disciples. And he says to them, he says, I am going to wash your feet. He says that I'm going to wash your feet. Now, let's set up some context. We live in America. Everybody in here today has on some form of shoes, right? Amen. Praise be to Jesus for that. And everybody that came in today, maybe you had to cross a little bit of dirt. Maybe you had to cross a little bit of mud. But you ain't coming in today, more than likely, with a lot of dirt and a lot of dust all over your shoes. Now, their shoes in that time would have been sandals. They didn't have concrete sidewalks, nor did they have asphalt. It was dirt, dirt everywhere. And so here's what I want you to picture and imagine, kids, is that their feet, they were nasty. like nasty, like playing out all day barefoot in the grass type of nasty, like stepping in who knows what kind of nasty. These weren't clean shoes or clean feet. These were dirty feet. And just to show you just a little bit of an example of what we're talking about, I went ahead and I stole some shoes today. Emily's praying, Lord, I hope they aren't mine. But just to show you, look at that. Ooh. See, the boys over the course of like the last just 2 days have formed a mud pit in our backyard. That is what happens after a mud pit. And not so you can imagine that they each came in, not necessarily with their shoes looking like this, but with their feet looking like this. And now what should have happened is that upon entering in the house is that there should have been someone there that could have helped or that could have taken on the role of a servant to clean their feet. But nobody took on that role. Nobody was there. And so they had their meal this whole time with just dirty feet. And that is so not culturally acceptable at that time. And so Jesus comes and he has his water and he says to them, I am going to wash your feet. Now, how many of you today would be like, Jesus, you ain't touching my feet. Anybody else in here? You're like, they stink. They need a pedicure. Like, they ain't good, Jesus. And there was one guy, his name was Peter. Everybody, all kids, say back to me, Peter. Peter. There was one guy that said to Peter, he said, Lord, you ain't washing my feet. You ain't doing it. I imagine we'd all be, say, well, he says to him, well, Peter, he said, if I can't wash your feet, then you are not of me. Almost had this moment where he's saying, listen, I'm about to show you something. And I'm about to teach you something. And listen, this is going to be the way of my kingdom from here on out. And you need to experience what I'm about. And so I must wash you. And if you are a part of me, then you will let me wash my feet. And he says, well, Lord, don't just wash my feet, but wash my whole body, is what he says. So one by one, they all say yes. You can almost imagine in shock and in silence, because this is the teacher. This is the rabbi. Kids, I want you to imagine like your principal at your school. And all the adults in the room, I want you to imagine your boss, somebody of great authority and great power coming to you and saying, hey, I need you to take your shoes off because I need to clean your feet. Because I'm going to take the place not of authority, but I'm going to take the place of a servant. Because that's what my kingdom is like. That's what Jesus was saying. Listen, you have called me teacher, you've called me rabbi, but look, I am taking the place of a servant. Today, during Serve Day, listen, we are modeling what Jesus has done for each and every single one of us. You see, in order to get into the place of service, you must humble yourself first and foremost. We must, in the way in which to wash somebody's feet, you must get low. You must get low, which means that we are elevating somebody else above ourselves. And then the second thing is, you must always be willing. Serve Day today, you must be willing. If you are going to step out and to serve somebody else, there will always be a step of willingness that you must take each and every single time. Each and every single time. And so we see Jesus model this. Somebody who was elevated to one of the highest standards of rabbi, teacher, taking the place of a servant and doing the unthinkable. So today, I want to remind you that as Jesus got low, so do we. As Jesus had humility, so do we. As Jesus was willing today, so are we. That's what we're about to step into. But I want you to show the beauty of what happens, though. And this is really a foreshadowing. Kids, how many of you all think that this is going to come clean? Look at them. They nasty, ain't they? Hey, gross. This thing's going to be bad. I pray that it works. Oh, yeah. So, Matt, I'm going to need your help, buddy. Will you come up here for just 1 second? Listen, you ain't got to do anything. Just hold the microphone.
I got you.
See, you can imagine. Just hold it right here. Where Jesus, he's taking his hands, probably getting in between the toes, getting underneath, because he's trying to make him clean, right? He's trying to restore him. He's trying to understand that, listen, not only is my kingdom about humility, but my kingdom is going to be one of which will make things new. My kingdom is about taking things that come in as filthy and dirty and full of sin and brokenness and restoring them and reconciling them. And he says, you can just imagine as he just scrubs over and over and over again, just making sure that every single part, every single aspect of it comes out clean. And then you can imagine he then takes the towel and he dries off their feet. You can see the beauty of what we're doing, right? You see the beauty of what Jesus has done. And then you can see, wow, clean, new, right? That's a foreshadowing of what Jesus has done for each and every single one of us, of what his kingdom is. His kingdom brings about the kingdom of God. Is it says that he came to proclaim the good news. The kingdom of God is at hand. And he said with that came demonstrations of healings and of great works and of great miracles, of like the things in the world that were broken. He is making them new. You see, what you're going to do today on Serve Day is you're going to take a lot of broken things, and you're going to connect with a lot of people that may feel like there's no hope, that may find themselves in a broken situation, and you're going to be a representation of the gospel and the good news of God that says, hey, in Jesus, things that were dirty and things that were broken actually get restored and brought back to life. To that, we say amen, and we say praise God, because we were that broken person. We were that person far from God. We were the person that was dirty beyond belief. But through his sacrifice on the cross, through the suffering servant, we have found ourselves brand new, cleansed and forgiven. See, in one moment, Jesus humbles himself into the place of a servant. It says that the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to lay down his life as a ransom for many. And this service comes out of the love that the Father has for each and every single one of us. It says, for God so loved the what, kids? For God so loved the what? The world. The world. The world. And we're a part of that world, that he sent his one and only Son, his one and only Son, to die for you and me. So today, I want to remind you, as we step out, it's the shortest sermon that I've ever given, and praise God for it. But today, I want you to know that, listen, what we're doing today is we are modeling who Jesus is. We are modeling what Jesus has done, and we are giving a foreshadowing of what Jesus wants to do in their life and in your life today. All right, kids, are you ready to come to a close? I want to share with you. It's like the honesty sometimes, right? So good. Listen, this is the love today that we are sharing. It is the love of the Father, experiencing the Son that is sending us out in this way. So today, as we come to a close of the Serve Day, I want to just share with you a little bit of what my community group is going to be doing, where we're going. You see, we live on Cherry Tree Lane or Cherrywood Lane, and we've been there for almost since February of 2019. And over the last year, we've seen our street completely different. We've seen our street as the place of which God wants to use us to bring about his good news, to bring about his kingdom. And on our street, there became two women that we have got to know, one of which moved onto the street 2 years ago that lost her husband quickly and tragically. He was a retiree, and he came there, and that was the place he was going to stay. But tragically, he passed away. And then we had another woman that moved on our street that found herself in a relationship, but over the course of time, found herself raising a young child all by herself, a single mom. And so we've been praying, y'all, for a year. God, how do we love and how do we serve right where you have us planted? How do we love and how do we serve these families? The gospel in Acts, it says that they care for the widows and the orphans. So if you're looking for a place to start, if you're looking for a place to serve, that may be a clue. But in particular, we began to see that in our yard, that there was a huge pile of debris. You ever had a moment where you called somebody to come and cut down a tree for you? What's the thing of which you hope that they do? Take it all. This individual did not, and left her with the pile of debris that's been there for a while now. And every time I drive by, I say, God, there has to be something we can do to help her in that way. God, there has to be something to do with that pile. And so a month ago, as we were prepping and preparing, I'll take it even back. 2 months ago, we had her Easter egg hunt. And we invited her and her son to come down. And we were able to connect and build a relationship there. And then we knew that a serve day was coming up. We were talking to our community group and we were saying, hey, who could we go and serve this year? And I said, I know the person that we can go and serve this year. And so my wife, Emily, messaged her and said, hey, do you have any plans with that brush pile in your yard? To that, she said, not at all. I'm trying to get it gone. And we're like, we think we can help with that. And I said, our church is putting on a serve day and our community group would love to come and help you get rid of that. We'll haul it all off. We'll cut it up. I think right now I got a total of 4 chainsaws about to be rolling around that house. Amen. It's about to be an insane moment. But we just said to her, hey, would you allow us to come into your home? Would you allow us to come into this space and just help you? And to that, she said, yes. Now, I want you just to see this for a moment. Emily messaged her this morning, was able to connect a little bit more and affirm. She said this, and I want you to see that God has somebody in your life right now that is this person. That God has somebody in your life right now that you can bless. There's going to be organizations we're going to bless. There's going to be people that you can bless. But I want you to hear this. She said, I can't express enough how thankful I am that you all have offered to do this for me. Humility to take on the job, a willingness to get low and to get messy, to get sweaty. It's been so stressful trying to figure out how I was going to get all that cleaned up because it's such an eyesore. Also, as a single mom, I just don't have the extra funds to pay for someone to cut up that tree and haul everything off. I just have so much gratitude. Thank you so much. That's the kingdom of God coming into our life to bring about good news. And here's what I promise you, that by the end of the day, whatever it takes, however much chainsaw cutting, however many loads that the trailer must be filled, that house, that home, that whole surrounding area, you know what it's going to be? It's going to be clean. It's going to be brand new. And it's going to be a foreshadowing of who Jesus is and what he can do for her. That's our job today. Let's go make things new. Let's bring some good news to people that desperately need it. As the bag up here says, let's bring hope to those that are looking for it. Now, we're going to be partnering today with 3 different organizations. We're going to also be going out into neighborhoods today. And so we want to invite you as we close now to join us in that. So whether or not you made plans to stick around or not, we'd encourage you to stick around. We'd encourage you to find a place to go and serve today. But maybe today you need to just go do this. Go to your car and just pray. Lord, who would you have me bless today? And just wait for that answer. And then have enough humility and willingness to go be like our Savior Jesus Christ to serve who God has called you to. So let me give you today some logistics. Are you ready for it? Just a little bit. Now, first and foremost, you all got to get ready for this. We got Jolly Pirate Donuts to fuel you today. They're going to be out on the bar right inside in the lobby. And so make sure that you swing by there and grab them. Now, I want to invite Andrew Robinson up, Ace Puckett up, and Sean. Come on up, Sean. Awesome. And I still need... Perfect. Come on up to the stage, fellas. Come on up. Come on up. Good. Donette, I'm going to have you come on up as well, just for a moment. Okay. Just for a moment. Thank you. All right. So we've got to share with you just a few things of what we have going on. Up here is Sean. Everybody say, hey, Sean.
Hey,
Sean. Sean is going to be leading a crew to go to East Carter Middle School to help in the Youth Service Center. Our Youth Service Centers do such a wonderful work to continue to meet kids right where they are and meet them in the needs that they have. And so we're going to be helping out East Carter Middle School. Now, here's the simple task for you. This is so not very clean, but it will work, I promise you. Sean is going to be outside, brown Carhartt sweatshirt. If you want to go serve at East Carter Middle School with Sean, he's going to be outside under the awning, okay? It's going to be inside, going to be caring for that youth service center, okay? Ace Puckett, everybody say, hey, Ace. Ace is going to be going to Grun. Any Grunions in the house? Yes, amen. They are going to be caring for a home, doing some yard work, if I'm not mistaken, right? Doing some yard work. So if you're looking to get your hands dirty and looking to go experience Grun, Kentucky, it's a beautiful place, then Ace Puckett is your guy, all right? He will also be out under the awning, okay? So that's some yard work. Then I got my buddy over here, Andrew. Everybody say, hey, Andrew. Andrew is going to Fostering Possibilities. Fostering Possibilities has the heartbeat to reach those families or to reach those kids who are getting placed into foster care by providing them with new or lightly used clothing. And so this has been a continual partner for 3 years. We're going to be going to their location. We are unsure exactly what the landscaping will look like that we will be doing. There also could be some organizing as well. So that's going to be at Fostering Possibilities, okay? And then I'm going to invite Donette. Everybody say hi, Donette. Donette is a placeholder right now. She's going to be in the elementary classroom because we are going to be packing up food bags for Feed My Sheep Ministries. Feed My Sheep Ministries is a local ministry that gives food to kids and families in need of it over the summer. It's a real simple job, but it's going to be an important one. We're going to be packing 20 so bags with lots of different food items for them today. And like I said, me and my family, we are going to be going to our neighborhood, and we're going to be serving that family there. So if you want to join us, I will also be under the awning. Donette, she'll be in the elementary classroom. The rest of, on the left, yeah, furthest room to the left. We'll have the doors open there as well, okay? Everybody is probably clear as mud, right? Clear as mud. But the goal is join us or join some. Oh, one more. Where's Eric? Eric and Matt. Matt, come on up here. Last one. I almost forgot. Matt Jackson is also going into a neighborhood today, and they're going to be doing some landscaping. And so him and some guys are going to be going, and girls are going to be going to do some landscaping in a neighborhood as well. And so Matt will also be out under the awning. Everybody say thank you. Everybody say hi, Matt. I left you out. I'm so sorry. Okay, good. Katie, did I miss anything? That's it, right? I think we're good. Okay, now, here's what we're going to do. Kiddos, adults, I want to have everybody just stand up, okay? Everybody stand up. All right. Now, we're going to do something today. Before we go out, we're going to do this probably multiple times throughout the day. We believe that God is going to send you somewhere on purpose for a reason that you maybe don't yet know yet. But remember, we are here to be good news to our neighbors and to our community. And so here's what we're going to do first, though. We're going to pray, all right? We're going to pray for each and every single one of our organizations, each and every single one of the families that we're going to be meeting today, all right? Kiddos, are you ready? All right, let's bow our heads, we'll close our eyes, and we'll lift up these organizations and people. Dear Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for the love that you have shown each and every single one of us. Lord, through your Son, Jesus, God, you have shown your perfect love your saving love, your forgiving love, God, your reconciling love, your renewing love, God, your redemptive love. Lord, we are thankful today to God to experience it. But Lord, you have said in John 13, in the moment of the foot washing, God, that you have set before the disciples as an example. It says that you call us, that we have called him teacher and we have called him Lord, but we must look to what our teacher and Lord has done. And he has got low, he has humbled himself. He washed the disciples' feet. And he said to them, go and do likewise. And so today, God, we pray that our hearts would just be in tune to who you are, that you are the servant, God. And Lord, in response to that, we go and we serve others with the same type of love that you have shown us. So we pray today, Lord, for Feed My Sheep Ministry, that you would just continue to bless them. Lord, that these food bags would just be an offering, God, to you to show, Lord, who you are and how you feed the hungry, God, how you meet those needs that are very specific, God, throughout this region. Lord, we pray for the clothes that are at East Carter, God, that you would just already have the kids and the students ready for them, Lord, and through the organization, God, through the prep and through them being handed these clothes, they would just be seen, Lord, and be known and be loved. God, we pray for the neighborhoods that we are going to be going to today, God, that we would leave there, each and every single one of them, looking better than we found it. And we pray, God, that each of the neighbors that we encounter, God, would see you through us. God, that we would be willing, that we would be humble, God, to love and to serve. Lord, may they be magnified. May you be magnified, God. May you meet their needs, God, spiritually, Lord, beyond just their physical. Lord, we pray for fostering possibilities that they would just continue to do a mighty, mighty work. They would continue to just step into the calling, God, that you have for them to be like to those that have felt abandoned, to those that, God, have been pulled aside or pulled out of family homes, and they would encounter your love today. Lord, we are your servants. We are the ones that love as you have loved us. God, be with us today. May you bless it. May we have incredible joy in it. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to serve others. In Jesus' name, we all said together, amen. 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 Go enjoy some donuts and then be a part of a team today.